Town Row Planning Board, Monday, June 17th, 2019.
June 17th at 7:01. I'm going to act as chairman this evening as Ron has skipped out or didn't out or whatever he did and not have to be here this evening. He got his email in before I did. So we have a very full agenda of two items this evening. Our first agenda item is the Grove on Sisson Road. Oh, wait, you're right, minutes. So, I'm sorry. Has everybody had an opportunity to review the minutes from the last meeting?
Yes.
Are there any amendments, additions, deletions, corrections of any kind whatsoever? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes.
I move to accept the minutes.
Ian moves to accept the minutes. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second from Edward. And do we have any discussion on that? It's not too controversial. All in favor of accepting the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I'm going to abstain for that.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to abstain also for that.
One, two, three, four. We have four out of seven. We're good. The minutes are approved. So now moving on. Sorry, I didn't mean to get you excited and have to put on board. The Grove on Sisson Road. This applicant's already asking to let him go, so.
We're going to throw a light teacher with that.
We've got all the satellites. We're here for site plan review on this project, and I will turn it over to you.
Travis Mitchell with Environmental Design Partnership. You reviewed the Grove on Sisson Road. You're all familiar with this site. At this point, I'm going to skip through this pretty quickly. 17-acre site right here. Sisson Road is right there. Hoover Road is down here. In the town's UR zone, again, the site overlay on the town zoning map. This is the site plan. Two site entrances. These are four-unit buildings with attached garages. 3.5 spaces, parking spaces per unit is what we're averaging. We've got one inside the garage, 2.5 outside the garage. Two entrances off Sisson Road here and here. Connections to water and sewer systems out on Sisson Road. We've got stormwater management on site. We've got a dumpster enclosure with some screening here. Common mail kiosk over here. Again, I'm going through this pretty quickly. You've all seen it. We had our public hearing last month. Public hearing is closed. A couple comments that came up during the public hearing, I know, were about the relationship of the entrance to neighboring properties. Just to make it easier on one slide here, I think you've covered most of it, but this is the southern entrance. You can see the telephone power utility lines in the background here. This is the view from the lane exiting the southern entrance across the street. So I think this is one of the homes of concern here. This is the northern entrance. That's what that entrance is coming through. And again, this is the view looking directly across the street from that northern entrance. And there was the southern one, that house that you can see was here, and the northern one was in the woods. Typical units, this is up the street in Harrison Quarry. You've seen all these slides before. So, again, last time in May, public hearing was closed. We talked about those additional plantings at the site entrances. So, the way we set that up is to include two different notes on the planting plan. Those notes appear here and here in the drawing package that you have. This is that upper note. You know, basically commits to 10 to 16 evergreen plantings for some screening along this access road. This is actually to the side here to this property to be determined as the entrance road goes in. You can see what kind of vegetation we consider. Similar notes for some screening of this parcel across the street down to that southern entrance. We addressed, I don't know if this was discussed last time because I think it happened the same day, but we did receive comments from the South Plains Falls Fire Department. We addressed those. We received an email confirmation. I copied Jim on all that correspondence indicating their satisfaction with the way we address their comments. Just last Thursday, I guess it was, they received an updated review letter from the Verge. There was some type of disconnect in the back and forth on the drawings, because the bulk of those comments out of the 11 comments or whatever there were, either none of them were addressed in that last plan set that we submitted to you folks. So we'll just make sure that we got them on the right page. The only comments of real significance had to do with the OPRHP letter, which we got today, and additional infiltration testing on the site. And this is, you know, the same row sand that we see in all these sites, but to satisfy that comment, we actually went up there today and did some more infiltration testing just to make sure that we get it done. So we've now got test pits and infiltration tests here, so we've certainly poked enough holes in this so you can know that it's the same morose sand that we get in all the surrounding sites here. That's all I've got for you. Any questions?
The only other one I had is a school district comment. You know, from I was an outgrowth of the public hearing. And then I heard from Jesse Fish today, the water superintendent. He called me this afternoon. He said, the details indicate, you know, Mueller and something fittings and hydrants and all that. He wants it to be, just remind the board, it's always strictly just Mueller fittings. So it's all Mueller equipment. Nothing else is used. Hydrants are to be red. Everything from the property line everything to the property from the street is to be copper. If it's over 75 inch, it has to be 1 inch and copper. And every home, which is on the opposite side from the water line, has to be 1 inch copper as well. And he just wants that to be noted.
Yeah, if you can send him the comment, you can just make sure we've got them all.
Jim, did he say anything about the sports fittings on the hydrants? Because that's become an issue now.
The what?
Sports fittings on the hydrants.
They're on the standard.
They're included.
They are.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Let's see. I think that was it, based on the notes from last meeting.
Jim, you said you got a return note from the school.
No, I said we were awaiting that. That was one of the things discussed last meeting.
Right.
Yeah, and I had not seen any comments yet.
We sent the drawings and asked for comments back at the beginning of May, and got any comments, but it's not. I mean, they quite frankly have never provided any comments on this project. So, just to know what we have coming.
I know in reviewing the enrollment when I did the comp plan, the enrollment is flat, maybe up slightly. Depending on the year, but nothing outrageous one way or the other in terms of declining or increasing. And then the other item is sewer connection was mentioned in a call from Don Rhodes today that a map plan and report is required, but that's usually something that's done directly with the town board subsequent to the site plan review. I guess Travis said they went and talked to the board. The response was, go to the planning boards, get your site plan review and all that straightened out first, and then come back and we do the map plan and report for the sewer district extension.
Yeah, we know we need sewer and water extensions, and your approval would be conditional on how many they send it out. So
you're just going to send the district, right? Put it in the district because it is for longer.
Yeah, which district are they? They're in District 1, right? Or is it
not? Yeah, District 1, water.
Yeah, I think it's District 1 water. I don't know about the sewer.
Yeah, I don't know about the sewer. I don't believe there's multiple sewer districts. There's just one sewer district, right?
Yeah, that's to my knowledge. They've never been numbered that I recall hearing.
Just one general question. I apologize for missing last month. I noticed on the northern side of the entrance, you have just evergreen. And then on the southern zone, you have, on the southern, you have evergreen and deciduous.
Deciduous,
thank you. Why no deciduous?
I think that was the desire of that property owner. Unfortunately, it was not at the meeting last month either, but okay. I think it was the desire of that property owner.
That's correct.
Okay.
Thank you. Travis, I have a question if you can refresh me. Stare at this slide. Please. I remember the property on the southern one, that you talked about some kind of a live screening narrative, but then you were discussing that, or you weren't, but they were,
yeah.
Rich was discussing
yeah.
that. That property that wouldn't view from the northern side, is that attached to an existing house lot, or is that a vacant lot sitting there?
No, it's part, you know, this property has frontage there. Is that what you mean? Let me get back to that photo. Is this the photo?
Yeah, that
so this is the view across the street.
Yeah, is that attached to an existing dwelling? That
across the street?
Yeah, or is that a vacant lot of some kind?
No, it's existing dwelling.
It's
so that is there. I don't know if you can see it, but there's that property boundary right there.
Okay, so it's not. I just wanted to make sure we weren't
right.
causing
an
issue with a future home or something.
Yeah, that home is right there.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, headlights are not going to be bothered.
Not with that one. The other one, they moved the driveway as much as they could. This
right.
one was right. They can't go any further, and they talked with those people, and they were okay with the planting of some kind of screening a little. So, if I remember correctly, it was a month ago.
Sounds right. Unfortunately, they said I wasn't here either, but that sounds
And
like
just as a reminder, you haven't done secret yet either.
Right.
I
don't think so. I have to look at the plan, but I don't think so. I think we sneak right by it to the side. It's right there.
All right.
Jim, do you have a copy of that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because I couldn't find it. I'll see that more than 2 months ago. This is the copy of the secret.
You want the part one or part two, John?
Pardon me?
You want part one or part two or the whole thing?
Yes. I'll give it a
chance.
The
whole thing.
Oh, I'll be back for you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I have it. I just don't have it.
You can also request a single stage, and then
pump it out. I talked to them last month about school bus things and all. And then school buses, I thought, normally didn't go into
right.
private in roads.
Private.
Yeah. But I guess I've been informed that they do at some point. So.
I imagine that's something that's worked out between the private ownership and the district on a case-by-case basis.
But Richard wouldn't be, he wouldn't be opposed to if they did want to come in and go through the loop or whatever,
no,
having a location with a little roof or something that lets the kids know where it needed to be picked up. I was a little concerned that it seems like a pretty long, and not for me, because my kids go 300 plus feet to get to the road to get on the bus. Seems like a pretty long walk up that road.
Yes.
In the wintertime, it might be a little... Harry with the snow plow on the edge and all, so I wondered if they weren't going to come in, if there was a way to put a sidewalk along the edge of one of the roads or something. But you guys put the wings on this road?
Right.
Okay. Not just up where the houses or where the apartments
no,
are, but
right.
also that there
yeah.
where the wings?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? All right, then I guess we can move right into secret. Okay, starting with, do we want to go through all of part one?
I would just
if
ask the board if they have any questions on part one.
Did anybody have any questions on part one of the secret? I know when I went through that. Hearing none, I think we can move on to part two. That one you do have to participate in. And we will go through it. Do I have to turn the lights back on?
I'm good.
My eyes are not focusing well for me at all. So part two, we have a choice of no or small impact or a moderate to large impact on each of these wonderful items. Yes. So number one is impact on land. I'll read through these quickly. The proposed action may involve construction on land where depth to water table is less than 3 feet.
No.
The proposed action may involve construction on slopes of 15 degrees or greater.
No.
The proposed action may involve construction on land where bedrock is exposed or generally within 5 feet of existing ground surface.
No.
The proposed action may involve the excavation or removal of more than 1,000 tons of natural material.
No.
The proposed action may involve construction that continues for more than 1 year or in multiple phases.
No.
This isn't expected to take more than a year to build, right?
No.
The proposed action may result in increased erosion, whether from physical disturbance or vegetation removal, including from treatment by herbicides.
No, I've noticed.
That's no small. The proposed action is or may be located within a coastal erosion hazard area.
Yeah.
No. Did you want me to fill these in as I go along?
Yeah. Well, yes.
You probably don't want me writing on your stuff.
No. I'd rather you didn't.
Okay, I won't write on your stuff. You can just, we'll make a note if there's something that's a large one, okay? Moving on to number two, impact on geological features. Proposed action may result in modification or destruction of or inhibit access to any unique or unusual landforms on the site. That would be cliffs, dunes, minerals, fossils, or caves.
No.
All right, so we're just going to bypass all the rest of those questions. Number three, impacts on surface water. The proposed action may affect one or more wetlands or surface water bodies, streams, rivers, ponds, or lakes. There are wetlands on this site, right? Okay.
Really small.
So we'll go into the subsections on this. The proposed action may create a new water body.
No.
No.
The proposed action may result in increase or decrease of over 10% or more than a 10-acre increase or decrease in the surface area of any body of water.
No.
The proposed action may involve dredging more than 100 cubic yards of material from a wetland or water body. The proposed action may involve construction within or adjoining a freshwater or tidal wetland.
No.
Or in bed or banks of any other water body. The proposed action may create turbidity in the water body, either from upland erosion, runoff, or disturbing bottom sediment. No. Proposed action may include construction of one or more intakes for withdrawal of water from surface water.
No.
Proposed action may include construction of one or more outfalls for discharge of wastewater to surface waters.
No.
Proposed action may cause soil erosion or otherwise create a source of stormwater discharge that may lead to a situation for other degradation of receiving water bodies.
No.
No. Proposed action may affect the water quality of any water bodies within or downstream of the site of the proposed action. The proposed action may involve the application of pesticides or herbicides in or around any water body. Proposed action may require the construction of new or expanding of existing wastewater treatment facilities. And other impacts. So I guess that was a waste of reading. Impact on groundwater. The proposed action may result in new or additional use of groundwater or may have the potential to introduce contaminants to groundwater of a foreign aquifer.
No.
Number four is done. Number five, impact on flooding. The proposed action may result in development on land subject to flooding.
Thank you.
No. Impacts on air. Proposed action may include a state-regulated air emission source.
No.
No. Number seven, impact on plants and animals. The proposed action may result in a loss of flora or fauna.
No.
Are we allowed to just put no on that? Okay. There's no or small on the top category. It's either no or yes. If it's yes, then you go through and decide if it's no or small or large impact. I'm guessing there may be some flora or fauna that relocates and new stuff that comes in because of this. So. Right. It doesn't come? I don't know.
Does it count?
What's that?
It
does, but then you'd have to go around and see if you'd have to, in your determination, say whether it's a small or no, it's a small impact. So, yeah, there is some impact to be sure, but it's up to you to decide what degree.
A lot of it's endangered species.
Yeah, that it does central. It does focus on that. That is a central concern.
But I assume it's a treaty area presently.
Correct.
And so, where is being built?
Right.
hopefully preserving that.
But
around it.
You know, there's no known habitat for endangered species or.
Yeah, I just looked at all the subcategories, and it's mainly dealing with national historical view marker landmarks and endangered species, plants, and animals. So I think we're good to go with NOAA. This isn't really your project. This is just the first time I've seen some of these things on this. So, impact on ag resources. The proposed action may impact agricultural resources.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Impact on aesthetic resources. Number 9, land use of the proposed action are obviously different from or in sharp contrast to current land use patterns between the proposed project and a scenic or aesthetic resource.
No.
Impact on historic and archaeological resources. The proposed action may occur in or adjacent to an historic or archaeological resource.
No.
We just got the sign off today.
Pardon?
We had the sign off today.
Yeah, and that we've been made aware of. Impact on open space and recreation. The proposed action may result in loss of recreational opportunities or a reduction of an open space resource as designated in any adopted municipal open space plan law.
No.
Is that when, like, if you decide that the town decides to sell a public park to somebody to develop or something? Because some people, I know the audience think, well, this is like a tree area that we go walk our dog in, and also that's open space and all.
No, I think that an open space plan would, if there were an area of this site that the town had targeted as, you know, important to their recreation planning or their open space, like you wanted to keep a corridor through here or something.
Like if the rail line went through there and you wanted to keep that for a walking
track. Exactly.
Or something like that.
Or there was a key linkage that this could provide. But otherwise, no.
Space purposes and recreation. So that moves us on to number 12. Impact on critical environmental areas, which we don't have.
We don't have a one.
So moving on to number 13, impact on transportation. The proposed action may result in a change to existing transportation systems.
No.
Number 14, impact on energy. The proposed action may cause an increase in the use of any form of energy.
No.
Don't have that option. It's either yes or no. Just say no. So, impact on noise, odor, or light. The proposed action may result in an increase in noise or odors or outdoor lighting.
No.
No.
Impact on human health. The proposed action may have an impact on human health from exposure to new or existing sources of contaminants.
No.
Good answer. Consistency with community plans. The proposed action is not consistent with adopted land use plans.
No.
Consistency with community character. The proposed project is inconsistent with the existing community character.
No.
That finishes part 2, everybody. See, that's quick when you don't do all the subsectors. That brings us to number, well, I forgot Peter's, right? We have to do the glow in the dark one. Okay, so does anybody in this board or in this audience know any reason why this property should glow in the dark? Moving on, I hear none. So the full environmental assessment form, part 3, evaluation of the magnitude and importance of project impacts and determination of significance.
It's non-conditional, right? I think we don't have any conditions on.
Non-conditional, nowhere. There's no.
So it's just a straight neg deck.
Okay, so there we go. So I will hand you this back before I get.
Well, it should be signed by the chairman.
Okay, so when.
You can wait till the end of the meeting.
When Ron comes, he can sign it. All right, so with that done, folks, is there anything anybody would like to do? Can't get mixed up with my paperwork. Don't let me leave without signing stuff off this.
Did a motion to grant final approval on the. Declare negative declaration on the seeker for the globe on Cicero.
I have a motion to declare a negative declaration for seeker on the globe on Cicero. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, could you call the roll, please?
Mr.
Mr. Bouchard?
Yes.
Mr. Antis?
Yes.
Ms. Perdue?
Yes.
Mr. Bergman?
Yes.
Mr. Shaver?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Jensen?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes. That's unanimous. Is there anything else you guys would like to do?
Make a motion to grant approval for the grow, site plan approval for the grow license, right? And we, is there one contingency left? We're not waiting on school.
I don't think school, I didn't hear school being a factor. I don't want to speak for everybody. I didn't hear that as a...
We don't have to do the
You do have, well, we have to have the SWIP comments addressed from the engineer, get a clean letter. And the landscaping plan notation, or the landscaping notes are there and satisfactory.
Jesse Fisher's letter, just...
Well, I talked to Jesse today. As long as those conditions are met,
yep.
Yep. I would just say that the water comments, as per the water superintendent, are addressed, and I think that's all I had. We have the plantings, because the sewer capacity is going to be addressed during the map plan and report with the town board. But yeah, that's all I have in my notes from last week. Because we have the EMS clearance.
Jim, I just wanted to jump this motion for just one moment.
Yeah.
One thing that was brought up last month at the meeting, and I don't know how we left it, was somebody had asked Mr. Skibberhorn about a connect between this and his other project
on
Harrison.
We looked at that early on, and it's just easier to go right through wetlands to get there.
Okay.
For that.
Because I know he said he would look into it.
Yeah. I have looked at this, whether he knows it or not. We looked at this early on. The last one is, the other one is the NLA up
yes.
in here.
Yeah,
and you can kind of see the wetlands right in here. This all gets wet, and that's why it's not cleared any further.
Because I think the idea was is maybe if the kids from that development wanted to go through the Leonelli one to get to Harrison to the playground or something like that. But if that's an issue, that's understandable. So, okay.
Well, the other thing I should get on the record is that the county planning board came back with no significant countywide impact. That came 2 days after our last meeting. They just did, though, paraphrasing from his comments, he essentially reiterated the same thing, encouraged the town board to consider that connection if possible.
Is it impossible, like we can't put a road through there, or is it something that a trail could be put through without
it?
So either way, it's going to affect the because we do try to do interconnects as much as we can. I'm not sure that would be a good idea in that case because it might become a issue. All right, but in general, it could be done. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump on your motion. I just thought of that, and I wanted to make sure it was clear before we moved down the motion. So we have a motion with contingencies for
comments made by the Temporal Water Department. And final engineering comments on the SWIP.
Okay. Can we throw in comments taken into consideration from the school, even though we doubt that there's going to be any issue, but just to make sure in case there is,
yeah,
we don't want to look like
sure.
Yeah, we don't want to look like we're just brushing them off or something. So.
Okay.
And I would say this, because this is in the approval. If for some reason that looks like it's going to tie things up because they haven't gotten back to us, then that would be on Mr. Martin to rat that cage and say, hey, come on, put this comment so we can move ahead with this because we did give due diligence to you.
Yep.
So.
Historically, we've not received comments from the school district. We provide them a copy of everything as a courtesy.
Oh,
okay. For what the future might bring to that, I've never received comments back from the school district.
Yeah,
we have more public hearings, but we don't get comments usually.
Yeah, all the projects that I've done were sent into the district here, and they never kind of get anything back.
Well, in that case, I would remove that as a whole district, and we'll take that right off. I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay.
Right. So is that your complete motion, or go? Did we cover everything, Mr. Martin?
I think you have. I don't have anything else in my notes.
Do we have a second on that motion?
Awesome.
Mr. Antis is our second.
We need a second.
Do we have any discussion further on this particular project before we grant approval or final approval? Or site plan approval? Hearing none, can we call the roll on this one, too?
Mr. Bouchard?
Yes.
Mr. Antis?
Yes.
Ms. Perdue?
Yes.
Mr. Bergman?
Yes.
Mr. Shaver?
Yes.
Mr. Jensen?
Yes.
Mr. Arnold?
Yes. Much better. I don't think that other one I don't get the answer to well. Okay, so we have we still have one more to do. We have one more motion. Right?
Make the motion of the chairman of the going to go to the planning board to sign the bylaws and
does anybody want to second that?
I will.
Okay. And this one isn't controversial at all, so all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nobody opposes that one. Thank you. All right.
Thank you all.
Good evening.
Thank you.
That wasn't bad. Moving along. Next on our agenda is Mr. Gary Stone, 1439 Route 9 for a site plan review. We have Mr. Stone here. Good evening, sir. Tell us what we got going on here.
We got a facility I purchased about a year and a half ago, and we turned it into, we're using it for truck storage, and office space. You should have maps. There should be a map there. Follow this.
First of all, I'd like to say welcome to our town.
Thank you.
I want to duly note that this was here as a result of an enforcement inquiry for all those who sometimes go away with the opinion that no enforcement is ever done. This is a result.
Well, thank you, Mr. Turn that up.
I just want that duly noted.
And I would like to note that I appreciate the applicant coming forward as quickly as possible.
And I have to say, I've been doing this a long time, and Mr. Stone was in the office within the hour after the call was placed and has since been very cooperative in providing anything asked for and has been very apologetic for the circumstances by which this came. So I just want to make sure that's on the record.
And that is fantastic to hear.
Yeah. So I didn't want to start off on the wrong foot. I was told that I didn't have to. It was all right. And so,
you know what? You were already in there and it looked so nice. We just wanted to meet the person that did such a nice job of cleaning up that site. So we have a plan in front of us. Is there anything about it you'd like to tell us before we start asking questions and see where we go from here?
No, I had the plan drawn from the site. I guess I can answer all the questions you asked me about it.
Well, that's what I was just about to ask. We consider this a change of use, right?
Correct.
This was cut right counters before?
Correct.
All right, so we
and he's using it essentially, as I understand it, for fleet vehicle storage for the business that he undertakes. That's
and there's container storage in the back.
Right, so. Right.
But you're not processing anything from the containers, no. Or are you maintaining the containers?
The reason we purchased the property is because we're in the diamond construction business, and we used to be able to keep our trucks outside, but now we have to keep the trucks inside for security purposes. We do a lot of banks and things like that. They want the trucks inside because even though the documents are in, they're all shredded, they still have to be kept inside. So we thought that was a nice location for that.
Well, if I'm not incorrect, if it's a change in use, then it requires a public hearing, right?
Well, it's typically uses on Route 9, you do subject to a site plan review. Right. With the exit, like last month, we did not, but they were very temporary in nature, the two fireworks displays.
Right.
But typically, for permanent uses, this board has opted for a public hearing.
So our experience is you don't get a lot of input from the public, so it's more formality. You're already in the process of using the property, so we just want to make sure we get everything straight and square, just like you're doing. Mm-hmm. So tonight we can look over if the board has any questions about the plan as it's set out in front of you. Any questions for the property owner, and then we can schedule a public hearing for next month, and pretty sure we can roll it right through and be done on that. So.
What's in the trucks?
Shredded paper. But it's not always in there. Like the bank calls us and wants to pick up the documents. We used to be able to haul it away, but now we have to shred it right there on site. Some of that shredding stays in the truck and the truck gets full. So that's what we have to keep inside. So shredded document, weight, tissue paper.
So it's just strictly paper and
other paper, yeah.
No other. So where does that go, Jim, if we have to sprinkle that building? Is that if he's got trucks in there loaded, mm-hmm. paper, who knows what's inside those trucks? Mm-hmm. In case of fire or anything, do we?
I think that building has sprinklers.
I'm not sure. It's a question that...
That'd be a question you can investigate. Do you have sprinklers in the building?
I almost think if there's five arches off to the right side, you see when you drive by, that's...
Yeah.
You say there are sprinklers in the building?
Yeah, when I purchased it, I didn't put any of that stuff in.
Yeah.
I'm concerned about what could happen inside one of those trucks. You never know what you're getting. You think you're getting this vapor to get a hot load or something where you could have a fire in there.
They're sealed. It's a sealed truck. There's a shredder in the front between the cab and the box in the back, and then it's shredded and goes up into a sealed compartment inside.
So it's lacking oxygen is what you're trying to say.
That's, well, yeah, there's a lack of oxygen. I can't picture burning, but it's not
like paper. I don't know either, but it concerns me that.
It's not like paper. You see a piece of paper. It's not like that. It's just they're shredded pieces of paper.
Yeah, real fine. So that if you get
it's compacted. It's compacted. It's not.
Yeah.
When it comes in there, it's under pressure. It's compacted. And otherwise, you get nothing in the truck.
Yeah. We have compacted paper in our paper rolls too. I've seen it.
Yeah.
I think it's something that needs to be addressed.
I think probably it can be addressed with just a note, because I think it does have. I'm pretty sure I've seen hookups to the side of the building there.
When the trucks are there overnight, are they occasionally in there with material in them?
Yeah, usually not. We take it to we recycle the material.
So before the driver ends for the day, he empties the waste.
The truck, but there might be some paper left in there, just whatever comes out. It's dumped out of the truck.
I thought you just said it has to stay inside because of the type of paper it is.
Because of the bank. The bank says that they want us to keep their trucks inside, and they think there's paper in there. It came from their bank, but we don't do that because we are a green company. We have to recycle it, so it has to go to a third party to be recycled.
So, how many trucks are in the building?
Eight trucks.
Is there any outside of the building?
They're all supposed to be inside. Occasionally, there is a truck outside. Or two outside.
And why would the truck be outside?
Driver got back and didn't put it in. The whole plan is to have all the trucks inside.
How big are the tandem axles?
Yeah, some tandem, some single.
So what are the containers in the back?
Those are roll-off containers for construction debris.
Okay. But you're not going to be storing debris in them. That's just a place to store the containers when you're not
when they're not
out on site being used.
Yeah.
Inside the building, are you going to be doing any vehicle maintenance or service?
Minor. We don't have a mechanic or anything like that, so we maybe put some air in the tire or oil change or something like that.
Ooh,
usually we go to a local.
So there's no drains in the floors in there?
Well, no, there's no drains in there. But we don't. We go across the road there to
Shaw.
Yeah, right across the road, and he does all that for us. But we, our drivers, they just check the oil and that can.
So there's no routine maintenance under property?
Not on the property, no. There's routine maintenance on the property.
Yes. So we're trying to determine that there's no possible toxic oil in the base of the home. That's what we're concerned about.
The one thing I was a little... I saw a notation that the surveyor had picked up monitoring wells. There were... They're positioned along the northern property line.
That property was remediated.
Yeah, they were in there when I got the property. They were there, so we showed them on the...
Jim, this is a property that's been remediated in past years, so that's why they're there.
Do you remember this? I think it got cleared, didn't it? Yes. When the top right was in front of us, didn't they say that they cleared?
They were blocked. They could not access beyond the building to start with.
Right.
And then they went through the remediation and everything with the DEC.
Right.
The DEC declared that stipulation was removed.
That's what I thought. I knew there was that stipulation that they weren't allowed to leave the building itself. You would want that?
Oh, yeah.
I think we should see that.
There should be a note. Jim, on the past site plan, there should be a note in there.
Okay.
Because we'd ask them to let us know when that had been cleared off of the property. This was a cleanup site.
Yeah, I'm sure you probably have any records.
Yeah.
I checked into that when I was buying the property. We checked into that.
Yeah, I would think something like that would have to be
a report. I don't have it with me. Right. I got some kind of report. So yes.
John Backer was involved.
Did you identify yourself, sir?
My name is Bob Sears. I'm a realtor that was involved in this property. And John Lapp and Michael Conover are both the lawyers involved, and they both are, they're very familiar with real estate and DEC specifications, and yes, DEC did sign off on the property. There was a lot of remediation done on that property before they signed off for the place, and I think Brett Baymax came before you, and I think we have those records in your record, but we can probably get
I'll see if I can here. Find them the last
If not, check with Jim, because if you can't find it in the records, you'll need to bring that to the public hearing.
Yeah, I'd just like to even have it in the file for this updated so we keep the record going, so it doesn't get lost.
When I purchased it, I received something. That's why I got here today.
Right.
So I thought you'd answer some questions
We trust that you have it. We just want to
you. Trish found the record. It was February 2014 review, and it was from a 2011, I think, remediation.
Closed out on June 20th, 2011.
Look at you. Wow.
That's today.
8 years ago. Let the record reflect. It's the 8th anniversary.
Just the same thing over again.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to make sure it's in this record, so
let's just make sure we get it in for you guys. So it's
it just carries forward.
Will that suffice what she has? Just email it to your office.
I'm going to see if I can find it in the record, and if I have a copy of it, I'll put it in this file. All right. So Bob is an institution. He'll have it.
How many people are actually working in the office?
There's probably not four.
I guess where we're going with this, Mr. Stone, is We'd like to know what, you know, that you thought by the site plan is what you are going to admit to. If you want to have more trailers there, we want to be aware of it. If you're only going to have 30 containers.
That's
okay. But if you put 40 or 50 or 60 containers, because, you know, you'd have to come back in front of them to get that approved.
The nice thing saying is don't limit yourself. If you think you might want before your 50, right. Just draw them in, you've got room for them, just put them in there.
I just hired the architect and did the plans before, and I told him I was doing it, not me too. He did everything. He put those site, those test holes, or whatever you call them, drains, and
monitor
wells, they could be taken out, but we just didn't do it. I just said he was just pulled out.
Is there any, do you ever have any issue with ponding in the gravel area in the back where the storage containers are?
Well, especially if you check it this year, this season, it's kind of better.
Okay.
All standard.
Were the parking spots there when you, were they already there? Parking spots? They're indicated, the 11 on the
No, I, those are on the initial plans, and I just, when I put the blacktop in, we marked them all. So those are all marked in the next plans.
So you already marked them at 9 feet by 18?
Yeah, whatever it says there. I'm not sure the exact dimension, but they were whatever they were supposed to be. I had somebody come in and do that. But when I purchased it, they were on a plan, but they were not on there. It was a plan. From the previous owner was.
I think it was a site plan.
Site plan.
When he came before the board originally.
Yeah, I just wouldn't be in this position. I thought that everything was taken care of. That's right.
We both thought that. We were unaware that because of the change of use, in some respects, it could be argued that maybe it's not that much of a change of use. I mean, the vehicles coming in and out when they did the. When they did the countertops, it's probably less of a use now than it was before. I mean, they're dealing with basically the same type of vehicles. And I understand why we're here, but we were given the impression that we didn't need to come.
I would never doubt that on the one side of it. Most of our stuff is down that way and gone.
No,
I was shocked when I got the message. That's why I got right here.
It's fine. We want to make sure we get it. I will say this, the parking spaces in our zoning are required to be 10 by 20, not 9 by 18, so if you have
to... Is that what it's saying there?
It says 9 by 18 here. 18 doesn't bother me because, you know, no, you don't have any double rows, so it's not a big deal, but they're supposed to be 10 feet wide. So I don't know that that's a huge big deal because you have plenty of parking, from what I can see here. I would just recommend if you have them repainted in the future that...
We really don't need all those spots. I was trying to go by the additional plan.
But I don't want. I guess what I'm saying is I don't want you to think you have to go like erase them. We just our spaces are 10 by 20.
Well, our spaces are 200 square feet, but they're 9 feet wide. They just need to be 22 feet long.
You can extend the lines another.
It's like 200 square feet.
And now I have plenty of length for my truck. I just can't open my door.
How about the lane in the back? Do you have much lane back here? I don't see a whole lot.
No, if you look at the plans, it should show you what the lighting is, and it shows you
one, two, three.
Lighting you got to put in.
You got four lights here.
Yeah.
All right, and yeah.
Bless you.
That's really light lighting too. 2100 lumens, 1500 lumens.
With the sewer that comes down, will you be needing to use sewer?
No, we don't need the sewer. We'll probably hook up to it, I guess. Paying for it. So we don't really need it. If we have, there's only two bathrooms in there. There's three bathrooms in there. place. I mean, it's just, we will be using the one in the office, of course, and then the drivers have one in the back, and then there's an existing one on the other side that they were all pre-existing.
Were you planning anything else with the building in the future?
No, not this time. I mean, this will fill the building out.
So I'm going to ask a question I asked earlier. We got really hairy for a second, so we got off that. I asked about service in the bays. Are there any drains in the floor?
There is a drain. I think the granite guy that was cutting, he had a drain put in, they used it. It goes right down the middle of the driveway set, the inside of the building. It's got a drain over it. And they used it when they were doing the granite.
Do you know where that drains to?
I think it's on the plan. If you look at the plans, I think you'll see that there. There's a septic tank out towards the front. You see it? It's up on the facing the building to the left hand corner.
Approximate wastewater system?
Yeah.
So it's a gray water like?
When you purchased the property, did you pump out the septic? Or was it did you pump out the septic?
We have a little connection there.
Yeah. Stone's a common name you never heard.
Do you think that this wastewater system is tied to the drain in the building?
That's what they told me. That's what this guy's name is.
Michael.
I really, the two owners had it, and when I purchased the building, they were scrabbling, so I kind of got mixed messages from them. But the one guy that I talked to, the other guy, Mike, he said that they hooked it up to the sewer system out there. But I wasn't concerned because we're not going to be using that.
Is it a tank or is it just a retention pond?
No, they're tanks. They're tanks out in the front. The way I understand it, by that there, and as we looked at them, they're tanks that go into a leach field area, leaching area. That was put in before my time. But I wasn't concerned because we have one little bathroom there and under the circumstances, the companies that we all needed, that was a big problem. Now you've got the sewer going in there, so we probably hook up to there if you have a problem with sewer line going down through there.
Only if you have a problem.
Yeah, I don't, yeah, I'm thinking that. We don't need it. I mean, I don't need that.
Well, no, actually, myself, I'm thinking it might be nice when you pull in the wintertime with your trucks and they're covered with slush and mud and everything else, and you close the door. It's nice to have a drain to drain away stuff that melts off the trucks. It's nice if for sure that drains into a wastewater treatment system and not, you know, a drain that goes out the back and just runs out on the surface somewhere. So, no, you're shaking your head, but I don't know why.
I think that drain's hooked up to the system. I can't guarantee it.
So we put that system in the registry, put that in, that's a new system.
Yeah,
there's no record.
Drainage, they used a lot of water when they cut their...
Oh, I'm sure, yes.
So I'm sure they've got the federal capacity to do that. I say that for a typical real, I don't know.
I
don't say that. It won't be hard to find out.
I think that this is a door that we've opened, and I don't think we should close it. I think it's a door that we should know what's going on, what's actually, where the water's going, exactly, and how it will be maintained. I think you've opened the door. If we've opened the door, then I don't think we should not just poop on it and think, yeah, maybe this. I think we should know exactly what's going on.
I don't think anybody's doing that. I think our concern with drains inside buildings is we don't want you dumping oil, waste oil, and gasoline down some drain that goes into, you know. I don't foresee that as an issue. It would be nice to know somehow for sure, you know,
what's going on,
where that line goes to, you know, where that drain drains to. If you had some way to track it or trace it or whatever, chase it down where it heads to, just to be sure that it's going someplace other than into a dry well out behind the building or whatever.
On the section that very next came forward with, maybe they specified where that.
No, I can tell you right now that he didn't tell this board that he was putting a drain in the floor.
Okay,
well, that I can tell you. If he had,
that
we would have.
Question.
Yeah, if he had, we would have had that. That would have already been on his design plan, and he would have explained what he needed it for and what he was going to do with the wastewater from it. I mean, if obviously if it's just stuff that wants that melts off the trucks, it's salt sand, whatever, it's not a big deal. I mean, it's always nice to have those drains. We just want to make sure it's draining into a sewer.
The Department of Harbor Department, they have to have special bays to control the salt, and so it does not go into the ground. There's definitely issues through other towns that have salt shacks that have contaminated other neighbors' wells. So knowing about the salt, and we should know, because you will have drainage.
Or we can just go ahead and drain in. I don't need it. I mean, since the
Mr. Stone, if the drain's there, we got to know where it's going. If the drain's going to be not be spread over, we need to know that also. We need to know what's going on.
I understand that, but we're not going to plan on ever using that, so what we can do is we can fill that in. It was put in, I believe, now for the granite people.
I wouldn't be surprised if it goes to the drywall.
That's what I'm thinking, is it probably goes to that drywall there in the north.
But I can just fill that in if you want it, I can just chill it from the ground.
Well, I think it would be best for you, because I wouldn't want the salt that would come off it, because you will have salt on the trucks in the winter, and you will have drainage, and if that's the easy way of taking it, well, it could contaminate the ground well up front. And that's just in my opinion, I'll speak for myself.
How many trucks have been here?
Matt, 7.
Yeah, I can see where salt and sand could be an issue. I mean, it's going to melt and go somewhere. Is it the dry heat, or is it just cold storage?
Well, it's cold now.
We will eat it in the winter. So if all that melting, the salt and the truck's got to go somewhere.
So with all the moisture, they're going to have snow underneath in the winter months. Where would the water go? If you push that, if you close up that area, that drain, where would your water go?
Right now, they wash them right there in the Saratoga location. That's where they wash. At this point, trucks are all washed. We can't go into a bank or wherever and then not look good and lose the contract. So we wash them there, and that's because that's where we are from down there. And we didn't plan on even thinking about washing or doing any of that up here.
Well, I wasn't thinking white. I'm thinking more of the snow that gets packed underneath the vehicle.
I follow what you're saying.
You have 7 or 8 vehicles on rather than a snowy winter. You're going to have a lot of moisture coming off the trucks in the evening, in the morning. So where is that moisture going to go in your building?
Technically, though, I get your idea. We worry about salt sheds. We worry about highway crews. The highway crews have a truckload of sand that they're carrying, okay? And salt garages are basically big piles of sand and salt, okay? So we're just talking about road salt that's been thrown up on a vehicle and snow that's on the bottom. When you pull into the building, it's going to melt, it's going to thaw, it's going to go somewhere, but we're not talking about the volume that you get from a highway
crew. Okay, let's not worry about the salt. He's going to have moisture.
But
where's it going to go?
That's kind of his problem. It's not going to be a stormwater issue.
Excuse me, man. We buy a 22x22 car. I put 2 cars in. That moisture from the pavement stands there. I sweep it out into the driveway. I also sweep the snow out into the driveway.
Yeah.
You know, that's minimal, and we're only talking 8 trucks. I mean, it would be better probably to go out there and down a drain and into a driveway. Because
I'm thinking that's not a major issue. I was just wondering, when you said the drain was there, the practical side of me said that's really nice to collect that water instead of having to sweep it out the door, as long as it's collected into something that handles it, not just put out the end of the building or whatever. But
we have had that. We've been there now a year and a half, you know, through winter.
Well, even in the wintertime, it is here, not every day is there a ton of wet salt on the ground.
Right, we're not getting so much salt now. They put that liquid, you probably know, the liquid
got
now, and that doesn't, when we wash the trucks in Saratoga there, there's no, we don't get as much.
Well, it strikes me you have two options. Either you fill it in, or you can put a separator on, you know, that will, and a baffle. That will allow we would require some maintenance. You'd have to sweep it out once in a while. If it is draining to your dry well, you just put a separator in and it has to be maintained. And Mr. Hutchins, I'm sure, can design that for you if that's the way you want to go. Or you can fill it in.
And that's just the separator you're talking about is just a sediment.
Right, exactly. And you can put in an oil catch if you want. So, I mean, it's...
We have two options, right?
Yeah, if you want to fill it in... Yep.
What we can do is put a water separator and put it in the site.
Right.
So,
is there anything in our building code for garages and size that they have to do certain drainage first, sand, salt, and that?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay,
no.
So we have no enforcement at all.
No. I mean, I don't see, if you're storing like 50 trucks inside, that would be something. I mean, there's... There's probably some residential, you know, garage applications out there with this amount.
And as what you brought up, if you're storing truckloads of wet sand or wet salt,
right,
it can be.
And he's also indicated he's washing his trucks at another location outside of the town. So, I mean, if it were me, I would keep the drainage capacity and put a separator in. But that's it's up to you.
Amount of contaminant from 7 or 8 trucks,
just minimal.
It's strictly minimal.
Yeah.
Right.
So it doesn't make it wrapped up over.
Right. So, myself, I mean, it's up to you, obviously. Myself, I can see where that would be an asset.
Yeah, that's my point.
Yeah.
So, I just get it to operate correctly.
So,
I think the separator is made to go.
Yeah. I think so. I thought it was going to make it easier for this.
Obviously, you're welcome to fill it in, but if you want to put a separator.
Yeah.
One thing
yeah.
I would be asking.
What
I would ask is if you can put it on the plan, note or whatever,
right,
the drain that goes here, it's got to separate on it just so we know that it's been remedied and all. And we're cool with that, as far as I'm concerned. Anything else, or?
And in terms of SECRE, I think this is going to be a type 2 action because there's no commercial space being added. It's really just a reuse of the existing facility. So.
Okay. Jerry.
Just a question about parking. Your plan says that 34 are required, but you're showing 15 and 16.
What was that?
We've got parking requirements under the plan based on office building and the vehicle storage area. And 34 spaces. If you buy 16, are we going to provide you 18?
Good answer. I don't think so. Do we have it in our code for bank spaces?
Didn't we do that with color accounts? Didn't we say that if they ever needed the future parking, they got to hold that?
And I think when bank was that across the road, that beam wall or whatever, we said they could bank the whole row off the back. I don't remember.
I thought it came up with the countertop place.
It may have, because they had such
area out back that it wasn't.
Yeah, when I saw that notation, that's what I saw. When I saw this large gravel area here, I thought, he's got, even with the amount of storage containers illustrated there, he's still got enough parking.
Yeah, John, I think the fact that it's not a retail operation, that you do have a square foot population, it far exceeds anything that's even remotely practical.
Well, I was trying to figure out why under the vehicle storage area, this is one space for every 400 of industrial space. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's kind of storage.
Did we see the number of storage trailers? Did we see a maximum number of storage trailers out here?
Yes. The storage containers, yes.
So to your question, though, it's a legitimate question.
And now something you can live with, Gary, because believe me, it will be checked. There are people in this room that will drive by month after month and check the number of containers there. Believe me. So whatever number you specify, it's something you can live with.
It's all cable, so you want that plated and redrawn, right? That map?
Just a no added to it. That's all.
But I will say this, though, to Ann's comment. If you're going to bank, it says reserve area for additional spaces available behind the building, it might be a good idea on the map to show where that reserved area is. All right, you don't have to draw the spaces, you don't have to, but say this is the area where those extra spaces could be. And I honestly don't, yeah, and I don't even care if you store containers on it, because they're mobile. They can be moved if you end up needing those spaces, but just to show that it's there, okay? So I guess what we're doing is we want you to certify the banking of those spaces if they're there. Obviously, they are.
That means you don't have any dumpster, right?
Hutchinson's, I use, sure. They said he does in the area. I use the map.
Right.
So I just go to him, and I try to use something that you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just to make sure that we've made allowances for that.
Do you want to have a public hearing?
I have a couple of comments.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I was getting Jared's, so... Sure.
Can we resolve that?
Yes.
Okay. I have a couple questions. I'm looking at your plan. I'm looking at what I would call the northeast corner, which is the right along Route 9. You have an entry exit driveway, and there's a couple of spaces, a handicap space, and next to it is another one. And then you show two spaces up against the building. Now, I'll admit I wasn't really looking for this when I went by. I've been by this building a long time, but it looks, this plan looks different than the photos. It looks like there's three parking spots in the photo, and there's some additional sidewalk shown here on this plan. Are you intending to put in more sidewalk? Are you getting rid of some pavement?
Now, the photo that's taken there is the photo of the building the way it is right now.
Yeah, and that's what I mean.
I hired this guy to draw the plans, and they're supposed to all match.
Am I the only one
who
sees that? It looks different.
I actually see the...
Because I only count 15 parking spots as on your plan. And it says there's 16. And then it looks to me like there's a...
How many
is exists.
I didn't count that.
I can't tell in the photo completely because it's kind of small, but it looks to me like the north side front photo is that there's three parking spots perpendicular to Route 9. But on the plan, it only shows two there. And then there's a concrete walkway shown on the plan that runs perpendicular to Route 9 that I don't see in the photograph.
I think it's a matter of you can't see it in the photo, though.
What about the third parking spot?
I think I see
it. I just think the plan does not match reality.
What I was going to suggest... That was one of the things I looked at in that area. I think that is a very constrained area. And for me, you've got so much parking available on this site. I don't see any advantage in wadding in five spaces in that one corner, especially one being handicapped.
Are we looking at the right-hand side?
Yes.
Well, that's only for office help.
No, I understand that, but I'm just saying that's supposed to be a driveway to the back, and there's really not a... If all those parking spaces were full...
There's room to get out of
that concrete walk. There is?
There is?
There's plenty of room.
Yeah.
Because the other thing I would suggest, and I don't know why designers and engineers continue to do this...
Okay.
They always put the handicapped space across the drive aisle.
Right. See what he
right here.
Cap space across the driveway.
You have plenty of room to drive right through here.
But
okay. Yeah, I see. We go out and just drive right down here.
Well, what I would suggest then is this handicap space should be over here.
Are you suggesting handicap space be put on the other side of the driveway?
Yes, near the sidewalk. Yes. So the wheelchair doesn't have to go across the drive aisle.
That was my comment on the parking over there.
You see my point?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really care where it is. I just have.
Well, it should be
somebody
here.
Somebody told us to put it there.
It should be here. So the person.
Don't get me wrong. I'm trying to do everything to please you. So if it goes over there, I'll put it over there. If you want the drain to come up,
it's good for the handicap.
Okay. Yeah, we can
put it right there.
Oh, hey, he brought it up. There's no sidewalk here.
Yeah, it shows Mr. Stillman.
Yeah, nice.
And I'm going to try to, I just think whatever we have on the plan, we should reflect what's there, that's all. So.
Well, it would, right?
We pulled up Google Earth and there's no sidewalk.
What's that? The concrete wall that's shown here.
It's not a. So what we're saying is, Stone, the site plan should be accurate.
Well, I wouldn't want you to have a concrete walkway on there that isn't part of it and have somebody think that you agreed to put one in.
Yeah, right.
Right?
I can't imagine.
I'm not looking for you to do it. And I want you to get credit for the fact that you've got parking space there that doesn't appear to show on the plans prepared.
So, okay.
For whatever reason.
This needs a little bit more tweaking.
Well, I'll do the tweaking. You just tell me what you want me to tweak.
Well, you can't.
I just have to direct somebody to do it, you know? Exactly. No, it's not even able to do it.
Sure.
So I thought it all matched. What we're saying is we don't think this concrete walk is here, so if you're not planning on putting that there, you might want to get it off the map. Okay? This concrete walk along the, if I'm drawing my hand right here along that space. Jared thinks there's another parking space there.
It looks to me like, what I can see, it looks like there's three parking spots to the left of your overhead door.
Yeah, there's two parking spots there. There's only two there. There's a space in between there. But there's not a parking space. It's not wide enough.
But there is no, but it's pavement. Not a concrete walk.
Right, correct.
So I would just get rid of that concrete walk.
I could go over and talk to the guy that drew them and say, I don't know why I've been there. I think they took it from.
I think there's the notation in the left hand corner, the map references, he used the prior site plan.
He didn't check it. So, and I agree with Mr. Martin, I would like to see a handicap space moved over. I would like to go over where those other two spaces are now so that the person in the wheelchair or the person with the locker has to walk across the truck. It makes more sense.
That's
a matter
of agreement.
Yeah, that makes sense to me that concrete walkway was probably proposed as part of the site plan and it just never got put in from the previous.
It's a CAD layer that was on and remained on.
We just want to make sure because if it is on here, then we do expect it to be. Don't plan on putting it there. We don't want.
If you get that under there, that space that was the walkway becomes what you need for the. Handicap spot to be able to open up and have
right.
Your hash mark there.
So you
got this
right. Your hash mark spot there. You go right there.
And these are Berkey's
concrete.
And the back
of the building.
Yeah.
All right.
It's
so nice.
Hey, it's Fred Miller. This is my alarm.
I'm sorry. I'm trying. Those are just open set the blacktop. There's this blacktop and there's grass in
there. Where the grass
is. See the little turnarounds there? They're like turnarounds, but they're not. I guess we can see them better.
Do you use the docks?
for your business?
No.
Do you use a boat?
No, they were there.
Yeah. No, I know that. I just didn't know if it was something that you used.
I just left them there because they were there. We don't use that side door either. That was there. This is the part where you have to see the business.
Oh, yeah.
That was the whole.
That's a great spot for on the back of the building where nobody can see.
Well, that's what I thought. You know, as a kid, I thought that was from the VRA.
This is Grant's.
You're not.
Where's that?
These two.
Yes.
And you're not planning any additional plantings beyond what's already here?
No. Right. They already did it for us.
Right.
Put all the trees in.
And it looks nice.
It does.
Yeah, I just want to make sure you're not doing that.
No.
So I have 6 revisions so far.
So, I didn't write it down. I'm sorry. So I was having so much fun, I didn't leave it down. So we're looking for.
Maybe you should get it if you want.
No, you know. And what I have to go back to for the rest of the evening, we could, but probably would not go well with the town. So, as we are at the moment, the contingencies we're looking for, the changes coming up for next month. Did we make a determination as far as whether we were not going to require a public hearing?
That's up to the board. It's up whatever you guys want to do.
It is a pretty standard thing that we do. So
having a public hearing next month and approving the site plan next month can all go on.
Well, we can waive the 30-day thing, but I think it's probably a good idea to have a public hearing. You're probably seeing as many people as you'll see next month, too.
It's just...
But it's,
our way of saying if the community would like to say anything, they can.
And since you've been operating it for a year, that we're not making you stop it before the next meeting. It's just kind of a, you're a nice person. We want to
and I appreciate that.
We want to see it all. All right, so if we are going to do a public hearing, the things that we want to make sure that we take care of, I know there was a, we wanted to make sure that you have the proper number of containers that you want to store in the back list of containers. Okay. One of the things that we wanted to see was the swapping of the handicap space.
Swapping of the handicap space, you guys know?
We wanted to see, I concur with Ann that we would like to see where the banked spaces are.
They're reserved spaces.
Yeah, where there's room for them. And honestly, I don't know about the rest of the board. I don't have a problem with you using that along with your proposed where you're going to put containers. All right. Just obviously, you just don't put containers there if you need the space.
You just want to show it.
Exactly. Want to know that it's there, that it's possible. The drain in the building, we want a note that it's there and how it's handled. Okay? Or that you've decided to fill it in one way or the other. Okay? Is there anything else more that I missed? Oh, yeah, the letter from DEC saying that everything's clear. Just coordinate with Jim.
Yeah, I'll just get it out of the old. I'll get it out of the old file.
Yeah, so we can get.
I know that's there because that was my big concern.
Right, just so we can get a copy of it with yours. So we get a copy of it yours, so we know it's good.
Yeah, I'll work with you.
Yep, that's it.
Somebody from our office even went right up there, so I know it's.
Well, the good thing is 5 years from now, when the sewer goes through and you decide to sell the place for really big money, it'll already be taken care of and it'll be there for everybody to see. But
and you got the proper showing of the concrete sidewalk. It's not there.
If it's not there, get it off the plan. If it is there,
I'm going to take the sidewalk.
We also we also have the
handicap.
And I need you to double check the number of paved parking spots because I count 15, including the handicap, but your note says 16. So just make sure that the picture matches the number.
Let me see.
You got 11 spaces here.
Yes.
You got 2 spaces here. 2 spaces here. 11 plus 2 plus 2. I don't see any other indicated on here. So if there is another one, get it on the plan or change that to 15.
I don't see it.
It could be as simple as a layer in the CAD system that got turned off.
I think it's another holdover.
Yep, make sure that those
And understanding that there should be 10 by 20.
That's what happened to it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know that now. Is that going to have to change?
I think they have to be 200 square feet.
So if they're 9 feet wide, they have to be 22
feet long.
I got to just extend it.
Yes.
That's your only to do that? Just
send it on the note that says 18. And I'd really rather it was 10 by 20.
I agree.
You say it's only 6 feet.
Trucks are wider
today. Yeah, but we can't fit.
Is that something we're saying on here, or are we going to go up with a paintbrush?
No. But myself, I would say you just change the 18 to whatever length Jerry said makes it 200 feet, 22, 23 feet. As long as it says that, we know that's what the plan is.
Because you're going to lose a parking space.
If you go to 10 feet wide, you
always lose. We don't even need those spaces. This was on the plan.
I would be more comfortable
with the space that you've got by 20 there.
Yeah, they're there.
They are there. So I would just say, just document it. And that way, if that says 22 square, 22 feet long, you've met the minimum. And we don't have to state that we gave you any sort of waiver on the side of your parking spot.
All right. So my talk is
to the side. Should be able to change that.
Okay.
But I don't think we have any chance.
If you want to come in the morning with a plan, we'll mark one up, and then we'll work out the same markup, okay?
Yeah, all right.
We'll mark one up as a markup, and then you'll know what to show Mr. Hutchins, okay?
Okay. Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, yeah. So any of these, like the black top,
we'll go through all.
Okay. I think we have a couple other things that I think we talked about. One was a note that there is to be no debris stored in the containers.
Yes.
In the back of the property. You didn't intend to do that. You just want to put out a plan that you're not storing debris in the outdoor containers. That's just for the containers to sit there and then get taken, right?
Yeah. Well, that's kind of restrictive. Because debris can be any number of things. There might be paper in the containers for an overflow situation with this job. I mean, it's not just in the
container. Well, that's different than what was said to us. I'm repeating back what you guys proposed said to us, that you didn't intend to store anything back there.
That's not our intention. Our intention is to store the stuff. You know, you pick it up and
you understand your intention, but we have to know what you're going to do.
Right, and I'm going to tell you. You'll have it in there. You just tell me what you want.
Well, we can put on the note that it's proposed empty container storage. Would that be adequate? Because if they're not empty, then...
Well, I guess I want to make sure that's what their business intends to be. If you intend to use this for that, some of the containers might not be empty, that should be on the plan. We should discuss that as a planning board, mm-hmm. whether or not that's the right way to move forward. That's all. So we can just have a conversation. It was stated that you intended them to be empty, but if that's not the way it is, let's just get what's your business. Just get it on the site plan.
So are they going to be empty, or are you going to be able, people able to store inside those containers on your property?
No. What we do is, if you call me up and you can go do it, it's either your kitchen or your garage, you can rent a container for
right.
We go over and we get it. And then you call us, you want it picked up, you go over and pick it up, it goes right from there to the transfer station or the landfill.
Okay.
Because we have to give you the bill for the weight.
Okay.
So it's not, we can't sit in any place. It has to.
Right.
The most that might happen,
not our intention.
The most that might happen is a truck bringing it in may not get to the transfer station in time. They might park overnight. The load has to be covered,
mm-hmm.
right?
Oh, yeah.
Put on the highway. It's got to be covered.
It's covered.
But you're not
the
truck.
You know, it's not.
But you're not.
You wouldn't. You wouldn't roll it off when it was cold. Just roll it back on the next day.
Jerry, they put a note that says proposed empty container storage area. So we change that note to just make state that they're empty.
So now what happens if that truck is parked inside the building? This goes back to the sprinkler system question.
Well, again, you won't go in with the container on the top.
Where would we stand on that?
Well, my suggestion would be that, you know, a letter be written to the fire chief stating that this is the potential use of this site, so they're aware in the event that there's an occurrence there, they're aware what they're going to, you know, what they're going to come to when they get to that site.
Okay, so get clearance from the fire chief?
Not clearance, but just awareness that they're on notice that, you know, this is the potential use of the site in the event that there is an accident or a fire. When they arrive at the scene, they know what they can expect when they get there.
I don't think this
just putting them on notice.
I don't think this is new to you. Right? Just down the road, who's the garbage guy down the road? There?
County.
Huh?
County Waste.
County Waste,
yeah.
No, it's not County Waste, is it? It's
yes.
County Waste out on
the
south. Yeah, so you must have the same. Well, they do 10 times what we do. That's a whole.
Well, I don't understand. I get the technical desire to have the sprinklers in there, but it's not a residence. Okay, so basically all we're doing is we're saying we don't want the building to burn it if something happens with this stuff. Right?
No, basically what we're saying is we don't know what's in those trucks, and if we go to put a firefighter in there, we could get somebody hurt.
Right, so what we
so need. We're not looking at the damage of the firefighter, we're also protecting the public because we don't know what's in those trucks. You're on a main road there, and if something gets going there, you have to shut down the main road, and you can get into a lot of trouble. So I think Jim's answer is to clear it through the fire team.
Yeah, well, that's what
and,
I mean.
And get that.
Well, so what I got to understand is he's only up to 8 vehicles will be placed in the facility that you are used to move shredded paper from one location to another, and those are empty when they're in that building. That's what I understood the process. Am I right, Mr. Stone?
Yeah, but I think we switched from there to the roll-offs. Didn't we?
The roll-offs
right.
Won't be going in the building.
They'll
be out back. They'll be out in the back area.
The roll-offs are the containers off on the ground.
Right. I know what they are. I know what a roll-off is.
All right, so that's not going to go in the garage.
Well, so wintertime, you're going to leave one outside, let it freeze overnight, and never put it in, and then get in to dump it or anything?
Yeah, well, it's frozen, we pick it up, if that's the case. You know, we pick it up, you call us to pick it up, and it's frozen.
Yeah.
And then when it gets to the site, they actually chisel it out, you know, their equipment, take it out.
Yeah. I think Jim had it right on the head. I'm good with that answer. It's so to get
the
get
question alerted. What was the answer? I didn't.
It's just a simple notification as to what potentially could be in these containers in the event of an occurrence.
Well,
on the site.
There's nothing to be in the building other than trucks and office area.
No, I understand that. Reed. I'm saying, yeah, even in the outside.
Oh, okay.
If one of these roll-off containers, for whatever reason, happens to be stored there overnight,
right.
And there could be a fire, the fire company is aware that they're here and what they're going to encounter.
Right. Good. Okay.
So. Yeah, here's one question. Do you want them to just look and see if there is a sprinkler system, put it on the map?
If there is a sprinkler system there, it should be put on the map.
Can you do that? If there is a sprinkler system in the building, put it right on the map?
Is there an outside connection?
That it's equipped?
I don't know if there is or not.
I never paid any attention to that, really.
Mike,
I got to admit, I thought there was, but looking at the picture, I can't find it. So I could be wrong. Okay.
That's fine.
So I guess all we're saying, if there is a sprinkler, please note it. And if there's no sprinkler, don't worry about it.
And by letting the fire department know his plans back there, they at least know what they're facing if they do go.
Yes.
And I think that's a good idea, too.
Yep.
Kind of a public safety then.
Anything else that we need, guys, for next week's meeting?
I think it's a good point. That this person should be empty trucks.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you want that designated on it? This is for storage of
empty. Your trucks are going to be empty when stored in that building.
Yeah.
Based on because you have to, once you leave the bank or whether facility, you have to go to the location.
Like I said, this crazy thing is being green. You have to. If you go to a bank, it's green. You have to put that stuff. You have to take it where it's going to be bailed, and you have to document that where it's going. So if it's going to go to your paper place there, we have to document that we picked up your papers and this guy over here is, you know,
recycling.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just a pain in the neck for us, but that's our business. But to answer your question, it's not going to say that.
Do we want to... Are you planning on removing, if DEC has signed off on this, are you planning on removing those wells?
Yeah,
they're okay with doing it.
What's that?
I doubt they're okay yet.
Yeah,
it's only been a few years. I doubt.
Yeah,
I was just wondering if that should get taken care of and off the map before it gets
on. I think
it's
okay.
They're not going to come to the map before they need to get paper.
I don't know.
Let's not worry about it.
They need to stay there.
Okay.
We're up to 12 now.
just so you come in early tomorrow morning to see you.
I thought you guys would like me.
You ought to see. You ought to see when they don't like you.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. If they don't like me, it's just
little
stuff here.
Yeah. Right. We're just looking for accuracy.
Anything else?
You want more detail on the wastewater system? Or is that from because of the system?
Yes.
I think it's.
We have some options.
Right.
Drainage. Do an oil water separator. That will trigger more detail.
Well, that's not the drain.
She's talking about the sanitary septic
treatment. What you don't. Which would be the bathrooms, the septic system there.
We should know where the one, where the leach field.
When was this building? Hold on. When was this building built?
Yeah, it's back in the 60s.
How are they supposed to
know? I don't know how you're
going to
know that.
Yeah, they're going to know. Well, you said you pumped out the sewer, the septic. Do you know where the septic is?
Yeah. I know.
So is it marked on
the... It's never been a concern for us.
I understand that.
It
is marked on the...
But it has a brand new tank, a new leach field with a drainage system.
Okay, that goes to my point. Question then. When was the leach system installed?
What's that?
When was the leach system installed?
Oh, I don't know that.
You said it was brand. You just said it was new or newer.
Well, it's newer because if you look at it, it has quite the best tops on it. There's exposure. You can actually drive in there and see it.
This is not unlike a thousand systems in this town that are of whatever.
And I'm thinking it's also in a public water area.
It's a public water area. We're not talking about a residential development where some
right.
wastewater might be getting into some of your.
Wait, do they need to be noted on the map? Is my question.
You've got the plastic cap that gave you access when you pumped it out, right? Are those caps located in this area that says approximate wastewater system? Here on the map. This is what we have on the map. It says approximate.
So I'm guessing it's right here. Yes, that's where they are right there. Yeah, right there. Right in this area right here.
I think it's operating fine. I don't know.
Yeah.
Again, there's one little bathroom there.
It's
in
a public water area, so.
There will be sewer coming out through the water in another year or two.
Right.
And that's only we work 10 times as much as you just sell and go.
Pay too much in the beginning. All right, so I think we've covered a lot of bases. All right. So I'm going to ask if the board would like to make a motion to set a public hearing for next month.
That'd be the 15th of July.
If the applicant is prepared and willing to see us next month and to keep this rolling and be done with it. I think we said that.
I think you know enough about this. I think you should come to a formal determination whether it's type 1 or unlisted or type 2. I personally feel this qualifies for the type 2 under the new law. But Peter, you're... you could do that by resolution right now, at least get that much done.
Okay. So you want a resolution determining that it's a type 2?
Well, if you agree with that, it's your decision. If it's unlisted, then he'll submit a form and we'll do the review. But I'm just saying, from my position, I think this qualifies as type 2. There's no exterior additions here. There's no disturbance. It's strictly a change of use of the existing facility.
The only purpose of being here in a public hearing is it's a change of use, which is part of our code.
Cool. Yeah.
So, would somebody like to make a motion towards that?
Make a motion to declare this a type 2 secret action, thereby exempt
from further assessment.
Further assessment.
And motion for that, do we have a second?
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Is there any discussion on that? Hearing none, I don't think we have to do a roll call on this. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Hearing no opposition to that, then we will move forward as a type two.
Before you go any further,
yes, Jim.
Do we need to make a motion to waive the 30-day separation?
There's no 30-day separation for site plan review only in subdivision.
Only as of, okay, so we don't have to have a difference between the site plan and the public here.
Thank
okay,
you
thank you.
I forgot that too.
Yeah.
All right. So, once again, would somebody like to make a motion to set a public hearing?
I'd like to make a motion to have a public hearing on July 15, 2019 at 7:01 for the Gary Stone site plan.
Do I have a second?
I'll put it.
All right. Motion second. Is there any discussion? All right. I don't want to discuss whether there is necessary. So, with that done, I don't think that's too controversial. But let's call a roll anyway, just for fun.
So that end it, the next one?
Well, there's no problem.
You got a list of stuff, and it comes in. My guess is what you're looking at is the public input that will be coming from the crowd, and you've heard how we feel. You'll be addressing the things that we need to. So, yeah. You should have final approval. You don't want to come back and see us again after next one?
I'm just trying to figure out if I should move or not.
Please don't. So anyways, with that, honestly, I guess we used up that time. It's not too controversial. We don't have to have a roll call for a public hearing. So we set the public hearing, say, 7:01.
Yes,
all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Be here at 7:01 next month, July 15th, with all of those things done.
And I have to wait and sign approval before that time. Right, can I give you the signed approval before that?
You need to wait for the signage until next month.
Yeah.
Well, not really.
What are we looking for?
I told him we have to wait on a sign permit until such time as the site plan approval is done. That's the way it usually works.
But if they agree that we could do
it. He's gonna have a compliant sign.
Okay, which has nothing that we don't have any real say over the site.
Yeah, if you don't have any concerns with it, then you can get apply for the sign.
I saw a sign on a building.
Yeah, you're fine then. Come on in with the. I think, as a matter of fact, it's already filed. I've been holding it.
I have. I told this. I thought this would go smoother than it did.
No, we can move that through.
Okay. Do you have any questions for us other than the sign approval thing?
No. You can answer my question.
Come see me in the morning, and we'll go through the list.
Okay. Yep. Get it all in. We'll take care of it.
Bring a blank site plan tomorrow. One of your copies.
Okay.
And we'll mark it up.
Okay. Board, is there anything else from the board?
You're good.
Does Mr. Martin have any other second?
Just really quickly.
No, we have a motion.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Does this have to be done during our meeting or can it be done after?
Is this the motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Then we'll just for discussion, really quickly.
Okay. We haven't got a second yet. A second on the motion to adjourn. Second. Okay, we got a second. Now.
I was at the town board meeting Tuesday night. In case you don't know, there's a moratorium on multifamily housing. A public hearing is set for their second meeting this month, and also on solar developments of any kind townwide and multifamily housing townwide. And I did start the zoning update process with the town board, so we're going to take the same approach. This board will be up, it will discuss each and every section that's revised. That'll be a part of your regular agenda. I anticipate if that doesn't start in August, it'll start in September for sure. I just got to logistically get, I got to get an electronic copy of the code in Word and that kind of thing so we can start making revisions.
Okay.
I think it's the 25th for both of them. Yep. There's public hearings on both of those.
But they're early. Be careful. They split the time kind of early.
Yeah, I can't. Reed might be right. It might be 6:30 or something like that. You got to double check the
times. Yeah. somebody who can talk to Lisa at the
supervisor. No, you can. It's on the website. They post it on the website.
Yeah. Before.
But that my main thing was that the zoning code is going to start the revision process formally, and we're going to take the same approach we did with the comp plan. Each section you'll review, and we'll go through it. And we'll just, it'll take some time, but we'll get there.
This form, this office form here, it says Town of Borough Site Plan Review Application. Top left corner, it says Benjamin Marcantonio.
Yeah, that's an old one.
Yeah,
correct.
If that was updated, it'd be good. So we have a motion and a second to adjourn. Our discussion has gone on again, so would anybody like to vote yes on this? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? I don't hear anybody. Good. We're done. I'm going to go home and pack the silo and finish up.